The Mishnah continues over here, Perik Ches Mishnah Dalid, teaching us, when do we believe a poor Am Haaretz when he says that the raw vegetables were given as Maaser Ani? Why do we have to know if he got it as Maaser Ani or not? Because he tined is, therefore it's Pater and Maaser. And indeed, if it is Maaser Ani, it would be Pater and Maaser. So we believe him if it's the kind of produce that one would give for Maaser Ani. Zakta Mishnah. Once again, Perik Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Namonim Ali Yerek Chai. Poor Am Haaretz is believed to say that Yerek Chai. Yerek is vegetables, Chai is raw. That raw vegetables was given to him as Maaser Ani. The Ein Namonim Ala Mevushel. But they're not believed to say about cooked vegetables that it's Maaser Ani. Because Maaser Ani is usually given from vegetables before they are cooked. Again, like we explained in the previous Mishnah, if he says he got it raw and he cooked it, then we believe him. The problem is only if he says that he got it cooked. Zakta Mishnah, sometimes he is believed. Normally we would not believe him that he got cooked vegetables as Maaser Ani, Ela Im Kein, unless Hoylei Davar Moed, unless he had a small amount of cooked vegetables. Shekein derech balabayis, because that could be possible, or rather shchiach for a balabayis. Lias moitzi melufasi. Let's say he forgot to be mafresh maaser sheni from his raw vegetables. So what he's going to do is he's going to say, oi, what do I do now? I started cooking, get it ready. Okay, you know what? Let me take out a few cooked vegetables on the pot, and this is my maaser ani. So that is possible, memela, if all he has is a small amount of vegetables, and he says he got it as maaser ani, so we'll believe him. So, chazing over our Mishnah Dalid, Aniyim, Amayu Aratzim, a belief to say on raw vegetables, then it's Maaser Ani, not on cooked vegetables. By the way, vegetables are Mechuyev and Maaser, but only Midrabbonan. Now, here for sure we have to be talking about Maaser Ani. How do we know? Because there is no Leket Shikha Peya by vegetables. So, if he's going to come and tell us, oh, these vegetables, I got it as Leket Shikha Peya, we know he's not saying the truth. And even if he did, let's say the Baal HaBos didn't know it's not real Leket Shikha Peya, so there's a Chi of Trumas HaMaisers, regardless. But if he says he got it as Maaser Ani, Taka wouldn't be Mechuyev in Maisers. It just has to make sense. The vegetables would have to be raw, not cooked, because most people don't set aside Maaser Ani as cooked vegetables unless he has a small amount. Sometimes the Baal HaBos may forget to give Maaser on the vegetables before he cooks it, and he reminds himself only after he started cooking it. It's ready in his pot. So he'll take out a little bit. So why are we saying only a little? Why can't this happen with a big pot or a lot of vegetables? So the Derech Amuna, he explains that we don't think that he cooked a lot without forgetting to give Maaser Ani. A little bit, he just started. Usually a person chaps himself. So a small amount, it would make sense. He started to cook a small amount. Oops, didn't give Maaser Ani. So he took out some of the cooked vegetables and gave it to him. Could be. A lot, not shchiach. So you can hang up. I mean, you can go on to the next Mishnah or start your Chazara. But if you want, you can listen to this Kasha. Frekta Chazai Nish, how come in the previous Mishnah, for example, rice, if he says he got rice that was peeled already, no, we don't believe him. If he says he got beans that was already chopped up, we don't believe him. Why don't we say the same thing? Maybe the Baal HaBos started chopping up his beans or shelling the rice, and then he reminded himself, oops, didn't give Maaser Ani. So he gives it to him from what he has now. How come we're only saying that over here by the vegetables? So the Chazon Ish says, vegetables, you don't need a lot of hachana before you start cooking it. A lot of vegetables, you just throw it as is into the pot. Or you do a quick peeling. So it's shayach that the process goes so fast, he didn't chop, he didn't give Maaser Ani yet. But rice, to shell rice or to process the beans, that's a long process. To say that he forgot to give Maaser Ani during such a long process, he had so much time to remember, that's not so shchiach. Reb Moshe says, the beans and the rice, they last a long time. So people have storage houses full of beans and rice. Even if you started cooking, let's say, and you forgot to give Maaser Ani, you take it from the raw ones. With vegetables, you can't store them for a long time. You can't keep tomatoes very long. So the likelihood of him having a stack of raw is not as shriach. If he started cooking it, it could be he has nothing else to give the meiser ani from, only from the pot that he started to cook. And therefore, explains Rav Moshe, we're going to believe the ani when he says he got it as meiser ani, even though it was already cooked, as long as it's a small amount.